The backlash was led by President Donald Trump, who signed an executive order declaring many of the rioters, arsonists, and left-wing extremists who have carried out and supported these acts have explicitly identified themselves with ideologies, such as Marxism, that call for the destruction of the United States system of government. The order reiterated that those who damage federal property could face 10 years in jail. Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, said on Twitter that those statues teach us about our past, with all its faults. To tear them down would be to lie about our history and impoverish the education of generations to come. The Conservative government announced that it would amend the Criminal Damage Act, so anyone damaging a war memorial in Britain could also be looking at 10 years in prison. Museums and civic authorities were quick to react too, though often in a different way. The day after the slave trader Colston statue was pulled down, the Museum of London Docklands removed its own statue of another slave trader, Robert Milligan. In the US and UK, right-wing Republican and Conservative administrations took the opportunity to position themselves as the champions of American and British civilization, the last defense against barbarism and political correctness. In September 2020, the British Culture Secretary, Oliver Dowden, wrote to museums, threatening them with funding cuts if they took any actions motivated by activism or politics. On the face of it, the attacks on statues in 2020 followed a pattern. Those who cheered on the protesters, pulling them down, tended to be younger and more socially liberal, while those who were dismayed by the destruction tended to be older and more conservative.